Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. I'm excited, as always, to talk travel, and what a fun show we have today. In Season 1 of Uber Adventures, I shared accommodations for the adventurous. We're now in Season 4 of Uber Adventures, and I decided it was time for me to share some more accommodations for the adventurous. You know, no matter where you go, there are unique places to stay that can be an adventure in and of themselves. And we've talked about those on some of the shows, such as the Mongolian Gur, an Uzbekistan yurt, and a treetops camp in Uganda. But there are places that are worth making the journey to stay in, if for no other reason than to have the novel experience of staying in these places. And so today I'm going to share 10 amazing lodging destinations that you can experience here. So number 10 on my list is deep in the Mongolian desert, and it's accessible only by 4x4 vehicle. And this is after a two-hour flight and a two-hour drive through the desert here. So it's called the Three Camel Lodge. And to give you some idea of reference, the Gobi Desert is 10 times the size of Africa's Serengeti. And so this lodge is located near the northern border of China. It's a Mongolian refuge that's the only luxury eco-lodge in the entire Gobi Desert. The main lodge resembles an ancient Buddhist temple, and it's a totally eco-lodge. Not a single nail was used. The roof tiles were hand-molded. It functions off of solar energy and recycles gray water. So it's an incredible place here, but you won't feel like you're missing out on anything because they have a screening room where they have evening cultural performances. They have a library. They have a gourmet restaurant. They have a gift shop that features local crafts. They have a little spa. They have guest gurs. They have all kinds of things that you can do there as well, private cooking lessons with their chef. You can visit nomadic herding families nearby. You can also go to a wildlife reserve. You can also, there's actually dinosaur fossils in this region. And there's also a national park that includes the famous Flaming Cliffs. So lots to do there in this very special, unique place called the Three Camel Lodge. So now moving on, number 9 on my list is the Jules Undersea Lodge in the Florida Keys. And there's just one thing that you need to know, and that's that a guest must scuba dive to enter the lodge. And if you aren't certified, there's no worries. This deluxe lodge offers a three-hour class. There are different packages available, but they all involve an overnight stay underwater, and they deliver your food to you, which is basically a pizza party. And as far as I know, this is still the world's only underwater hotel as far as having to scuba dive down. There are some that are underwater, but you don't scuba dive to get down to them. You just have part of the hotel underwater. But that's kind of interesting. And I know that some of the famous guests they've had, actor Tim Allen, Aerosmith's Steve Tyler, and even Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau has stayed there. And it recently made the Guinness Book of World Records when Bruce Cantrell and Jessica Fon spent 73 consecutive days in the lodge. So that's pretty interesting. But okay, so next on my list, number 8, is the Wildwood Inn Tropical Dome and Theme Suites. This is in the Cincinnati area of Kentucky. And what I think is pretty cool about this place is that it has every conceivable theme. You know, like most lodges or hotels have a central theme. This one, every room has a different theme. So, like, everything that you can think of has been done here, such as a pirate ship, a tree house, an Arctic cave. One room looks like New York Central Park. One looks like the Speedway, Aladdin, Venice. I mean, there's just all kinds of great themes that they've come up with there. So I think that's kind of a fun thing for a family because everybody could kind of pick their own theme and stay in their own room and just have a lot of fun with that. And there's also a big indoor pool with a dome and a waterfall. And, of course, this was built to be near all kinds of attractions in that area, including the aquarium, the Creation Museum, and all the ballparks. So that's number eight on my list. Number seven on my list is the Movie Manor Motel in Monte Vista, Colorado. And it's a pretty unique concept because, as you all know, the drive-in theaters are a thing of the past now. That's a bygone era, except here at the Movie Manor Motel. They still have a huge historic drive-in movie theater attached to the motel. So guests can watch movies on the big screen on this drive-in theater, but from the comfort of their own room. Or they can go out to sit in front and get in their car and sit in front of the theater as well. But this is sort of an interesting gimmick that they have here. So all summer from May through September, they air all these classic movies and everything, and that's part of your package, you know. So that's, I think it's kind of an interesting concept there, a motel slash drive-in movie theater. Okay, number six on my list is the 727 Fuselage Home. This is 3 hours outside of San Jose, Costa Rica. And what makes this so unusual, this is actually a refurbished vintage 1965 Boeing 727, and they have parked it in the Costa Rica jungle in the canopy, so you're actually in this tree, in the canopy, in the jungle, and this is your hotel. And it's actually inside the Manuel Antonio National Park. So that's a pretty novel lodging there. So you're actually spending the night in the airplane. And it has a sky-high suite, and that features three queen-size beds, two bathrooms, a kitchenette, and a little TV area there. And no worries, there's even air conditioning, so you know no need to suffer. And what I like is that they've decorated it with Indonesian teak furniture. And nearby, they've added a new addition, which is the cockpit cottage, which has been made from the cockpit of an MD-80. So this is a pretty novel experience to stay there. So, okay, halfway through my list here, at number five is the Ice Hotel in Quebec, Canada. And when I say ice hotel, I mean ice hotel. It is truly made out of ice and snow. The furniture is carved from ice blocks, but it's far from primitive. This is an experience. There are two art galleries, a movie theater, and a bar. And I have no doubt you might want a stiff drink or two to keep you warm here. But it is such a spectacular thing to see how they have created this whole huge, wonderful 10,000-square-foot structure using 4,500 tons of snow and 250 tons of ice. It takes them about 6 weeks every year to do this. And people come from all over to visit or to spend the night. And so that's a pretty cool experience there. So number four on my list, Cocopelli's Cave B&B in New Mexico. It is built 70 feet underground and 250 feet above the La Plata River. This B&B offers unparalleled views of the Four Corners area of New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. And again, you would think a little cave thing might be a little primitive, but we're talking there's a flagstone hot tub, a waterfall-style shower, a well-stocked kitchen, and 1,600 square feet of living space in this cave. So nice and cool and comfortable, and I think that would be a really great experience for a family vacation if you're out there looking at the sites and attractions in New Mexico. That'd be something I think would be worth checking out. Okay, number three on my list, we have a tie here. I have the Ark, which is in Aberdeen National Park in Africa. And what I like about this is in Africa, typically you go out on game drives. You know, you get in a Jeep and you go out. And sometimes you have walking safaris, depending on where you are, also canoe safari, boat safaris. But usually you go out and you try to find the animals, and, you know, that's how it works. But here they bring the animals to you. So there are three decks on this huge hotel thing they call the Ark, and they overlook this giant watering hole, and there's also a salt lick. So this is designed to draw the animals, and it does. And so all the rooms have buzzers, and in your room you can they'll do the buzzer, and there's a different buzz according to the animal. Like one is for elephant, two is for rhino, three is for lion, you know, and so forth. So if you hear one buzz and you want to run out and see the elephant, there you go. So that's pretty cool that, you know, they'll tell you that. They'll keep you abreast of the situation all evening. But you also have the choice. You can just stay up all night out on these decks and watch for yourselves, and just sort of like spend the night under the African stars and just kind of watch it all happen. So I think that's pretty cool. That's unique for a safari. And runner-up for my Africa was the Lion Sands Lodge in Kruger National Park. It's a treehouse. And so, you know, it's private. There's no lodge in. So it's just they bring you guests. They drop you off at sunset, and there are drinks, you know, wine, a gourmet picnic basket, all that kind of stuff waiting for you. You can't leave the treehouse because, you know, there's animals out there and it'd be dangerous. But why would you want to? You know, here you are. You're up here on this great view overlooking all these animals, and just having a truly authentic African bush experience. So I think that is pretty cool. I like that idea. And I think that's pretty popular with honeymooners. A lot of them honeymoon in Africa, I think this is the kind of thing that is quite appealing. Okay, number two on my list, we're winding down here. Spend the night at the Great Barrier Reef. So think about this. What if after a wonderful day of swimming and snorkeling at one of the greatest places on Earth that you didn't have to head back to the mainland? What if you could spend the night right there at the Great Barrier Reef? That's something that 99.9% of the people will never do. But they have these things they call swags, S-W-A-G. And a swag is like a sophisticated sleeping bag, and it's strewn out on the deck of the boat, and it permits you to actually just sleep outside under the stars, and you can just see everything and feel everything, hear everything right there at the Great Barrier Reef. That's as close as you're ever going to get to that kind of thing. I just think that's just an incredible experience that's rarely offered to anybody. But you also get a barbecue dinner and a night dive included with this, so I think that's pretty neat. But my runner-up, I think it's a great, great opportunity for a family, and it's called the Roar and Snore at the Taronga Zoo, also in Australia. So what happens is they have a campsite right there at the harbor, because that's where the zoo is. So you can actually see the harbor bridge and the opera house and the whole town of Sydney right there as well. But you enjoy gourmet refreshments and nibbles at your little campsite there. And then you have a buffet-style dinner. And then they go on a night safari. You're led by guides on a night safari through the zoo, which nobody gets to do. So you're getting to see the zoo after hours, privately. And, and then you come back and you stay. They have these tents set up, these beautiful tents, and families can stay in there and all. And I think you get two tours during that evening there. I think you get an evening one and a really early morning one. And so you kind of get to see different, whether it's a nocturnal animal or whether it's a day animal. So it's really just kind of an incredibly neat experience, because I don't know any other zoo that consistently offers some kind of opportunity to come in and have such an incredible experience. So, and I can imagine kids would never forget that. I mean, you know, you've spent the night at the museum. It would be a night at the zoo. It would just be incredible. And they do have adult-only nights as well as family nights. So, you know, for those of us that, you know, like the animals without the kids, that's an option too. Okay, number two on my list. And, again, this is one of those things that very few people are going to get to experience, but I had to mention it here, the ice camp in Antarctica. And visitors to the ice continent have the option of camping overnight at Collins Glacier there on the peninsula of Antarctica. So what happens is your outfitter provides all the camping gear required for your night ashore. The night temperatures, because I know you're thinking, oh, my gosh, who would want to do that? It's absolutely freezing. Well, remember that you can only go to Antarctica during their summer season. That's the only time it's feasible to travel there. So it usually doesn't get below 25 degrees Fahrenheit, which is minus 3, minus 4 degrees Celsius. So they have these sleeping bags that are rated to be comfortable as low as 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So you should be snug as a bug in them. They have tents that are available, but it's interesting, they don't recommend that. You know, if you want an authentic experience where you're actually, you know, on the peninsula, you're in an ice camp, you're camping right there, you know, they say just do these things called the bivy bags. And it's B-I-V-Y, bivy bags. And they're insulated, and they're comfortable, and they kind of dig this little hole thing, and they put the bivy bag down in that, and then you just kind of slide into it, and then that's your little pocket for the evening there. And truly, that is a unique experience, a unique lodging. So very, very memorable there. They do have a small outhouse tent with a privy in it, because remember, you don't want to leave anything behind but footprints. So, you know, that's something. And also, there's no food permitted in Antarctica, so you would be eating on your ship before you come over and you'd spend the night. And remember now, in Antarctica, it never gets completely dark during the summer. So you're still going to be able to see, in case you're thinking, what would I do over there in the pitch dark? So you're still going to be able to see. So there could be penguins, there could be animals coming all around you and everything. So I've been to Antarctica. I haven't done the camping thing, but that is a unique ice camp is definitely a unique concept. But it didn't make number one on my list. Number one on my list is the Sky Lodge Adventure Suites. These are perched high. When I say high, I mean high above Peru's Sacred Valley. And it is among the most unique lodging in the world, at least as far as I know here. To gain access, guests have to use this technique known as Via Ferrata. And this is a bit of a mountain climbing combined with zip lining. What happens is the climber is permanently tied to a steel cable that runs through the entire route. And they use metal ladders, bridges, and other kinds of devices there to access this very high, extremely vertical mountain face. So that you don't have to be an expert mountain climber to be able to do this, but you would have to be in very good shape still to do this. We're talking this is going to take 3 or 4 hours to complete this climb. This is a challenging climb, even though they've rigged it to kind of help you where you don't have to be a professional mountain climber to get there. You still have some challenges to achieve this. So, and what happens when you get there? When you get up to the top here, like it may be 800, 1,000 feet above the valley floor, they have secured these pods or capsules, if you will, and they're all glass, and so you can see out like a 300-degree view of the valley. And I think they're like 8 by 24 feet. And there are lights, there is a little tiny bathroom, and you don't leave once you get in there, obviously, but when you arrive, you have a welcome drink, and then they provide dinner for you, and that can include wine if you want it and all, and then they'll come back for you in the morning, and you have breakfast included with that, and then you check out, if you will. So these are some incredibly unique options of places to stay, and I that's my list for this time, and I think you have to agree it's a great one there. And what I'm going to do is post pictures of all these places on my site when the show is posted. I'll do a post about the show, and I'll post all these pictures as well along with the link to the audio file there so that you can see all these places that I've talked about. Because, you know, that's going to be a great thing. So also, you're going to find dozens of free travel reports and great travel tips on www.terrencetalkstravel.com. And if you subscribe to my newsletter right now, we're offering a free copy of my 232-page adventure travel guide, as well as my 50 favorite cheap travel tips report. You'll also be the first to learn about new shows, learn about my trip pick of the week, and also giveaways, free prizes and books. So be sure and check that out. That's www.terrencetalkstravel.com. Okay, so that's the end of another episode here, and I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Rush into Old Navy. Right now, all pants and all jeans are on sale up to 50% off. From $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Even the new Stevie, Old Navy's new skinny pant in flattering stretch knit. Right now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 9/21 to 10/1. Excludes active, licensed, and in-store clearance.